This your man Chris from the Black Is Crew. Last week in the break, we got into a discussion on making a marriage last, and this is part two of that discussion. On the mic, we got KC, Toria, Mickey, Wood, and myself. We'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas on what it takes to make a marriage last. You can hit us up on Twitter at Black Is Online, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, or you can leave a voicemail 323-455-4219. Or you can email us at info@blackisonline.com. And now, back to the Black Is Break. Making a Marriage Last, Part 2.
I'm sorry. I just had a thought. Just think about how marriage and, you know, sort of changed in our society over the years. And obviously, you know, many fewer people get married or stay married, get married and stay married, you know, now than was the case 50, 60 years ago, you know. And you look at like TV shows from like the 50s and stuff, and go, you know, the further you go back in time, it seems like everybody was married on TV, right, you know, back in the day, you know. And now it's like everybody's single on every show you watch. And I was thinking about what Kim said, how you always, you know, have the marriage is like the high point of any happy, you know, happy ending sort of story. And it's just like, yes, they got married. It's like, yeah, and that's the end. But like you said, Chris, that's just kind of the beginning. And it used to be just, you know, it seemed like society, we just sort of looked at everything through the lens of married people's relationships. You know, you see it on old TV all the time, the nuclear family, husband and wife, and you see them day in, day out, and they have the little, you know, sit on daddy's knee sort of, you know, story time with the kids and talk about right and wrong and all that. And now, you know, the lessons and the messages are different. It's about how, you know, how do you date and how, you know, do you approach sex and this, that, or the other. And, you know, the thought just occurred to me. But, yeah, I still think marriage is important. That's why this is a valuable topic, because I think for everybody's different, but I think for most people, you know, I think it's good to have a partner and somebody that you can grow old with, you know, because I mean, human beings, I don't think that most of us are really meant to be alone forever, but because we're not, it's so important that you really do find the right person to make that journey with, you know. It's important to think about what makes that work and what doesn't.
Married people, do you guys believe in the one?
Ain't we talked about this, Kim?
Yeah. I mean,
I do, but, you know, I've always kind of been a sap.
I guess in one sense,
when John says you really have to just find someone to take that journey with, is it like, I mean, out of billions of people on this earth, what are my chances of finding the one person that's supposed to be for me, that's my soulmate in Los Angeles, that I'm going to marry and go off into the sunset with, opposed to, you know, there are many people who are possibilities and, like you said, compatible in certain respects and some more than others, and some have the attributes on your list and some don't. You know, and the 80%, the 80-20 rule that people talk about all the time. Like, right. You should really just be looking for, like, 80% of what you want. If somebody has 80%, then that means you should marry them.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel necessarily about the one. Because, like I said before, Chris and I didn't have that natural, like, I know I had this conversation with a good friend of mine. And she was like, that's how she was moving through relationships. She was like, it's just supposed to happen naturally. We're just supposed to be able to mesh and flow together. And I was like, says who? Like, what rule book is that written in? Like, you can learn to make certain things work. It doesn't have to just be a natural thing. Now, there might be some people who have that sort of synergy, and that's just how they go. And wherever their little quirks are, maybe they come in different places. I feel like I'm repeating myself. I think ultimately you just decide, this is the person who I'm going to be with.
But you got to find the people. You have to find a person who's, I guess, weaknesses or flaws you can handle. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find, I mean, this is not Like I was, it's not coming to America. You're not gonna find a person who liked every damn thing you like,
right?
And if you found that person, yeah, at some point you'd be like, you're getting on my goddamn nerves because
You don't have a thing, any unique qualities.
But it's the differences that will make things, you know, make the relationship special. I mean, I don't agree on everything. We don't like every same thing, you know. But we give each other the space to like the stuff that we don't like. You know, I like 3-6 Mafia. She don't, but she's not like, I don't want you ever playing 3-6 Mafia. I'm like, you know, right? I don't play it around her, but you know, I like it. I like playing video games every now and then. If I go overboard, she'll let me know. Like, you playing a lot? Can you cut back? But, but I mean, it's not like I don't want you. You know, if I catch you playing, you're like, okay, really? You know, there has to be room for the individual to come out.
Your flaws kind of got to be compatible.
Yeah, you have to be something. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, there has to be something that, like, all right, you know what? Because you're going to run into it. I mean, we go through the honeymoon phase where it's like, oh, I like this. She liked that. Oh, it's so great. We compatible. I said, we telekinesis. But then you're going to hit a point where you're like, oh.
Yeah, you do that.
You like that? Or you do that, and I mean, that's how you feel, but it's like, is it a deal breaker? Or is he like, you know what? I don't really fuck with it like that, but if you like it, all right, whatever.
I could deal with it. Yeah, because like, I'm a. Exactly, because like, I'm a moviegoer. Chris doesn't dislike movies, but he doesn't go as often as I do, and he gives me the space to do it because I'll go see anything. He's pretty much like action film oriented, and I'm like, I want to see this period piece, right? Or you know, I want to see the long 3-hour drawn out Hobbit. And so, like, you know, you, like you said, compatible flaws is what works. I would never knock anybody who feels like they found the one. I'm suspicious of an individual who is too much flash and fancy, so to speak. I feel like there are people who get off on serial dating and serial monogamy and offering people promises and not actually intending to fulfill them at all. It's just a little boost that they get from doing that. So I'm always suspicious. Like, there's definitely going to be a honeymoon phase when you're newly dating somebody and things are super duper sweet. But somebody who is always just like bringing you the fireworks 24/7, like, right. I'm always like, what's going on? Like, if I have a homie who's telling me they're with somebody else like that, I'm never going to, you know, piss on your situation. But I'm going to be that homegirl that might just keep an eye out just in case. And, you know, and another thing, I was telling Jay this too. This is back to those expectations. A lot of time people complain about what's not working in their relationship.
And not focusing on what does work.
That, but they're not reflective on where they could be helping that not work in the relationship. Right. So you could sit back and say, well, my relationship is boring. We don't be doing anything. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you doing to add to the make fire. Things continuously going? Why are you waiting for the other person to bring the fire? If you yourself could bring the fire to the relationship, why not take that responsibility on yourself? I feel like that happened in our relationship early on because we were so young. And I definitely was somebody who was young with a stupid list of expectations. And so I was expecting Chris, like, he did things for me that other men hadn't done for me. But mind you, we were so young. So like, when he took me on vacation, I'm like, no, taking me on vacation, hey. So I'm expecting, like, we're gonna be doing this, we're gonna be doing this, and some things didn't happen the way I anticipated. And I was like, remember, babe, I'd be like, I don't like how routine our relationship is getting. Everything is routine. We do the same things every week. And I was like, if I want there to be some switch up, because Chris is comfortable in routine. That's right. Who he is. If it's routine, that means things are working. We don't have no problems. I'm somebody who gets bored easily.
So routine works.
Yeah, because it means it's working. So I'm like, well, then let me be the one to add that spontaneity.
Yeah.
And that responsibility in the relationship will be mine. So I'll be the one who does the pop-ups and do this and do that. And once I realize, you know what, this needs to be my job in the relationship, because my man, when he's comfortable, he's comfortable. And when things are set and they're working, he's not going to rock the boat. So instead of me complaining about, you know, he ain't doing this, I'm like, I could be the one doing it.
Right.
And then being at least being vocal, because I appreciate that. I wanted somebody who was like, if you're not happy, if it's boring, if whatever, speak up and say something. Don't let it linger. And then 20 years down the line, you like, oh, well, I wasn't unhappy. I'm like, well, why the fuck you ain't say shit? Right, like,
but see, that goes back to the communication.
Like, I don't know. Like a lot of
you
guys,
you have to talk.
And we go through readers. That, and I learned right. that with KC, King, whatever you want to call him. A lot of women feel like when signs are there, guys should just pick up on them and know.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't know, but women won't be like, hey,
right.
you not seeing this sign. Let me tell you what you missing. But you just like, how come you ain't see it? I'm like, well, okay, yes, I didn't see it. My bad, but. Why didn't you say something to let me know you didn't like
did
it?
Did Kim ever say any mess to you? Like, if you don't know, then I shouldn't, you know, if you don't know, then I shouldn't have to tell you or something like that.
Yeah,
you ever get that?
Yeah.
You ever get that line?
We got that early on. Like, I really be able to tell you, like, well, right. how, and it's like, well, how am I supposed to? Then it becomes like, then we guys are like, okay, so.
So we do have to be
we don't know. So you want us to mind read you then?
No, but it goes back to that pipe dream. And this is where the two genders clash heads. We're taught from just what we see that a man is supposed to know all of these, what we consider basic essentials.
Attentive.
But it's not the case. That's not the case. I have found even before Chris, I'm like, a lot of men come to the table and they know some stuff. But they don't know everything. A lot of things they have to be introduced to, or you know, I hate to use the word train because it sounds like you're dealing with a puppy. But
you
got to
train Fido.
Well, you got to show people. You got to teach people how to treat you.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You know what I mean? And so it's like it's one of those things. It's like, well, you're supposed to know, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think these conversations help. When people can share what marriage is, particularly when you're not married.
Yeah.
Open, honest conversations, though.
Yeah, because I feel like...
Miss me with the every Facebook post, my boo did this. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Because if he was doing all that, you wouldn't have time on Facebook. Because you'd be doing something else.
Right. I'm like, don't sugarcoat it. Keep it 100. Keep it very, very real. Because it helps... It helps your friends who are looking to get into relationships. And then for the people who are having hard times, you don't have to make it sound like every situation is shitty.
The worst.
That's your situation.
Yes.
And just because your situation turned out bad doesn't mean the next person's situation is going to turn out bad.
And guess what? Nobody will respect your relationship. If all you bring me is the bad about your relationship, why would I respect that marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be funny for everybody. Because we've all met them people when we were single who was like, oh... You want to get married? Nah, don't do that.
Right.
Right. Who's like, whose funeral is it today? Instead of like, I'm going to a wedding, I'm going to a funeral. Right.
Is that bad?
Right. Well, both of my friends that are divorced and divorcing, both of them actually still have a really good outlook on marriage. They enjoy being married. They just felt like it wasn't the right person.
Yeah.
And after, well, it's good that they realize that and jumped.
Because like, those situations are so sad. You have one life. Right. And you spend a good third of your life in a situation that you are knowingly unhappy in. Mm-mm. That just doesn't make any sense.
The devil is
but
lying.
Then to the contrary, I think a lot of people give up too soon too.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That is.
That is the truth.
The microwave society.
A little bit of disappointment and you like, I'm done.
I'm out. Yeah.
Towel thrown in.
That's why I love that post. It's like, you upset with me? Take your ass in another room and cool off. See you tomorrow.
Well, one of my friends, she's a really good friend of mine. We just had dinner the other night and she was just like, her and her husband look so cute, like completely adorable. And she was like, girl, we argue like cats and dogs, like when we're at the house. She was like, but, you know, our rule is that we don't go to bed angry.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, if he has to go in another room and get his life and I got to go in this room and get my life, then we do
and you pick
somebody
and choose your
battles. Our ways. Right.
I'm a firm believer.
And you have to know the person that you're dealing with. Like, I'm the kind of person, like with anyone, like if I'm really upset, like I don't want to talk in that moment because my mouth is so horrible that if I talk to you right now, you will divorce me. So I definitely need to go to another room. And just calm down and get myself. And then usually once I've processed everything, I can come back and be a rational human being.
Yeah.
But you just have to know who you're dealing with. But I thought that was really great that she was like, you know, we, no matter what happens, we don't let our eyes shut and go to bed angry.
No, because you just never know.
No, you never know.
Yeah, you just got to say like, hey, I was in the wrong. You got to understand where you stepped.
And you pick and choose your own battles. Some stuff is not worth making a tornado about. And some shit, yes, Hurricane Katrina. part mm-hmm. two. Yeah. You know?
Well, I'm in a new relationship and we're in like the honeymoon phase right now. And it's so funny because I know intellectually, like eventually I'll find things about him that I don't like. But right now I'm like, what could we possibly argue about? I just can't imagine arguing with him. He's so
See, and just perfect. The contrary. Like, I had a moment where I'm like, I'm going to pick and choose my battles, but I am picking and choosing my battles. You know?
Yeah, because us married folk would be like, it's coming.
Oh, yeah. I know it is.
But the good thing is, if the situation turns out to be the one or the long-term situation, you will have those sweet moments later where you look at that person and think to yourself, look at all we've come through.
Remember, I was about mm-hmm. to beat your yeah. ass for that.
But we've come through and we're still going and I'm happy to be with you and I'm happy to see you and, you know, life well,
like
is good.
Like you said, any good relationship is going to have those things. Like, if everything sure. is always rosy, like, what do you have? You have nothing
Something
to bring you together.
Something's not right.
You have nothing to bring
Something
you together.
Right. Somebody yeah, lying.
Somebody's faking the fog. Exactly.
Somebody's lying if everything's perfect.
Yeah, you ain't bringing in your trials and tribulations. Like, life is fucking waves.
Yeah.
You will have good days and you have days. You're like, I hate.
And you don't know a person until you see them mad. Yeah. Like, man. Yeah. Like, really mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or broke.
Or dealing with death.
Yes.
Or going through some period. Just yeah. How do you deal?
Just life.
Yeah. How do you deal?
Yeah. It's like when you see your significant other at their weakest point, they look like they broken.
Right.
You know, can you handle it? Because I can imagine there's some people who would be see that person broken and be straight turned off. Like, I don't want to deal with this. But it takes that person. When you find that person, like, look, I came to your ass crying. And, you know, if that woman's like, why are you crying in front of me?
He a punk. He all crying and stuff.
Stand up for yourself.
Stand up for yourself. Don't be no one. Stand up for
That's
yourself.
So funny.
I don't want no man who cry. He's like, oh, what the really? Hell? Nah, you want somebody who, when you are at your weakest, when you can be vulnerable, they will come in and embrace you and be like, it's all right. You can get through it. It's just that shit happens, and you can like, all right, and the next day you feel good, and like, hey, all right, that's something that I have, luckily, and I hope other people can have, but I mean, it's just, it's all about fun.
Y'all didn't get to see the look Chris just gave Kim, we did.
That's both of us. I think, too, it's hard. If you're somebody, and every lady at this table tonight is strong-willed, when you are a strong woman, but strong women have their low moments, and you mm-hmm. have that low moment, and you can have a man who can deal with you in that moment. Because I think, at least for me, I mean, they're extremes, because I am somebody who's very strong-willed. When I'm down, I'm down. Mm-hmm. And that, for some people, that can be a turn. I remember I had a boyfriend. His mother was a difficult person, and she was very, very sad. And I remember he was never encouraging of her. He just always was like, I don't understand why she's so weak. Oh. I remember thinking to myself, so if I have a weak moment, that's what you mm-hmm. would say to me right. instead of being sympathetic. And I was like, that would never work long term. So yeah, you definitely want somebody who will go ahead and rub your back when you need to fall. Cause it's hard. I think we, as women, we sacrifice a lot. Not to say that men don't, but we have a tendency to put our dreams and hopes and desires to the side a lot for the sake of other people. Mm-hmm. Be it our spouses, be it our children, we will be the one who pump brakes on what it is that we want for other people. Mm-hmm. So the burden we bear can be really heavy sometimes, and you need somebody there who will have your back for real, for real.
Well, I just went through that. I had probably about 2 days ago, I felt like I had the worst professional day I've had in maybe since I've been an entrepreneur, and I was really just down on myself, and I was just feeling like I let myself down, and that's the worst. Like, yeah. When no one else knew what happened, but I knew what happened, and I just was like really, really feeling bad. So I was like, let me try him out, my new boyfriend, right? So I call him. Well, actually, he texted me, and he said, you know, is your day finished? I said, yeah. I said, I have a bad day. He said, okay. I said, I had a bad day. He was like, okay, I'm going to call you in a minute. So I was like, okay. So he calls me, and I'm like telling him. He's like, oh, you know, you don't sound so bubbly today. And I'm like, no, I had a bad day. And I'm telling him everything that happened. And he consoled me in the way that he knew how. And it was up to me at that moment to accept how he consoled me. Because what he did wasn't what I wanted him to do, but it was what he naturally, you know, he was kind of just like, don't be so hard on yourself. Tomorrow's a new day. It's going to be all right. And I was just like, that's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted you to just kind of like, I don't know what I wanted, but that wasn't it. It was too.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
It was too brief. It was too succinct. It was just like, oh, babe, don't be so down on yourself. Like, it's okay. I'm sure it wasn't as bad as you think it is. And da da da. And I was like, no, it was. He's like, no, I'm sure it's not. And anyways, tomorrow's a new day. We're going to start over tomorrow. And I was just like, meh. But
next time, yeah. Next time, she gonna want you to be like, it's new day.
But even when you talk about like compatibilities, like this, he is like something completely different for me because obviously I'm very animated, I'm very, you know, just lively, and he's like quiet and he's more reserved and he like chooses his words very carefully, and so it's just different on a whole because I'm used to dating creative people and he's like not a creative, like he's corporate, he's very, you know, straight line routine kind of person, and like my life is like. And he's like, well, at 8:30, we're going to be... But we happen to have a lot in common, and we work for, you know, we work. So I'm excited about just trying something different and, you know, and seeing how that can come together, too, because ultimately I think that we both have something that the other person needs. So... Yeah. That's very- and the best thing I got tonight was from Mr. Wood over here about... compatible not flaws. Two things. Compatible flaws and not putting table. The timetables. I've never thought about it. I think you might have missed it. He said, you know, we have a tendency to put like our career timetables on relationships. Like you might say, oh, in 5 years' time, I want to be X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And you can't really do that in relationships. And I think women are really bad about that. I don't know if men do the same thing.
Because we're thinking about having children.
Do that too? No, men are bad about that too. Because we're like, I want, and then I have a coworker who's going through it. You're like, guys feel like I need to reach a certain point before I'm like, okay, now that I've gotten to this point,
yeah, now
in
I can
career,
get married.
Now I can get married.
But the
woman problem
might come
is,
before that.
And you might, you don't know when you're going to meet that woman.
So she may come before
and
that.
And they don't move the pendulum, though. That's the problem. Men make it up in their mind like, I have to have this amount. I have to be here. I have to be there. And it's like, this woman is standing in your face and she doesn't care that you don't have it. She knows you're going to get it. But you're like, oh, no. In your mind, like, because you said it to yourself, like, you guys are unwilling to budge on what you, you know, conceived.
No, a lot of guys are like that, and fortunately, you miss out on that woman. I'm totally like, look, you don't wait for nobody. It's cool given time, and you want to see what happens. But if you're ready, and that person, other person, is not ready, then
don't waste
something's gonna have to happen. Like, yeah. If you want to stay on and hope at some point he will get it, then that's fine. But if you're like, you know what, look, you ain't ready, and because I got that speech, what, you know, speech? A lot of guys be like, look at women, look at their watch, like, what we doing? Because I've been with you X amount of years, and you know, I want to know, is this going to go somewhere, or how long do I need to wait? Do I need to wait like 2, 3, 4, 5 years before you're like, okay, I'm ready.
Mind you, I did not give him this speech. That was not me.
She let me know. No, she let me know. Like, I just want to know where this is going.
I did say that.
Yeah,
but that's because I had the crazy timetable too. It's funny, if I had to do the whole thing over, it would have gone down completely differently.
Got married in 2 years.
No, we wouldn't. If I had to do the whole thing over, we probably wouldn't have got married until we was about 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm off.
I would have done it differently because I realized what women do. We get into a situation, and this is where we differ from men.
It's over now. Okay. Oh, see? I'm having baby fever right now.
Women find a man, put a lot of expectations on that man, give up dealing with any other men, and just focus on that man. Men have one woman who they might put in a special place, But they don't get rid of other women who they're interested in until right. they've made the decision. I just want to be with this one. Mm-hmm. And so when we find out that he's seeing backups. Other people, right.
Backups.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just in cases. When we find out that he's seeing other people, we want to get upset. But it's like, if he's never declared, this is the relationship that I want to be in, and it's just you and I, and let's be exclusive, then, you know.
But I found even when a lot of men, even when they have made that declaration,
they're still not
all the way up until sometimes like the day they get married, like yeah. they will have, and sometimes I mean after that, but I mean I have friends who are like, oh no, I don't give up my roster until like the day of, like I mean that's, and that's, and that's not ridiculous ready.
Yeah,
but I know of a lot of people, and I'm so guilty of, like, I'm a hopeless romantic, so like none of my friends are surprised when I'm like, I'm in love. You know, none of them are surprised. But at the same token, it's just like, I have learned that as well. Like, you know, don't give up your roster just because this one, you really like him. But
she looks like an anime character when she gets happy.
Oh, me? I know. I know. I'm like, but no, but it's, I'm so guilty of this. Like, where I'm like, I'm so excited about this one guy. Like, I can't possibly date, you know, other guys, because like you won't get any attention, because I want him to call me and I want him to whatever, whatever, and I want to do that with him, you know. So it's just, we as women like have to learn to keep the options open until somebody really, like you said, makes that declaration mm-hmm. and tells you where you want it, and don't try to be like Kenya Moore and forcing it down somebody's throat,
nah.
you know, who's Law just showing mercy. Interest. Like, you have to know. One good thing that I liked, this has never happened to me ever in life. My new boyfriend, our third conversation, literally said to me, I'm looking for a wife and I'm going to find her this year. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I was like, and you know, as a man, and that's why I said it's so interesting to me that, like, I mean, I've been saying that for like 5 years, but it's nothing I could do to like make my husband appear out of thin air. You yeah. know what I mean? But as a man, like, he has so many options that he can yeah. say to himself, I'm going to find my wife and I'm going to find her this year before 2013.
Because that's how it works. My granny would tell me, women make relationships happen, men make marriages happen, because the woman makes the consummation of the relationship happen, mm-hmm. but the marriage won't happen unless the man yeah, is ready to get right. married. Mm-hmm. So that's how... That yeah. whole situation. So he can say that and actually, mm-hmm.
and actually
mean
do it.
It. Right.
And actually. But it was so refreshing for me, because I've never heard a man verbalize that. Like, mm-hmm. usually anytime marriage comes up, it's because I brought it up. And I'm like, that same thing Chris just said. So where is this going? You know, and especially now that I'm over 30 and I'm like, you know what? Like, in my mind, my timetable, as much as I'm enjoying, like, getting to know him and starting this new thing, I'm like, you got 12 months, 1 year. If I don't see no movement in a year's time, like, and you don't know if I'm the one in a year's time, I'm out. I'm not going to be Loretta. So, no. And that's Felicia. And, but I'm really bad about, because I think because I am an alpha woman and I do achieve everything I set out to do career-wise, that I do think that way about my personal right. life. And I'm like... Well, clearly I should have a husband because I want one. You know what I mean? Like, so I have to stop putting myself in those, you know, mm-hmm. constraints and saying, oh, well, I thought I would have been married by now. I'm thankful I'm not, because I wasn't ready at any time before right now. But I thought I would have been married. I thought I would have had children already. And the fact that that hasn't happened on some level throws off my timeline. And that's why you get to... the point where it's like, okay, I should have been married by 30. I want to be done having all my kids by 35. And it's like, now I realize I may not even be getting engaged until I'm like 32. You know, he's 31 and a half. That's all he has. But you know, this may not even happen. And then I want to have time with my husband. I don't want to just jump right into children. Having kids. So it's like, dang, I'm starting... If everything goes exactly as planned, I'm not even starting until 35 anyway, which is like completely off of what I imagined.
And I think that's when you enjoy it more, when you let go of the control.
Right.
Because yeah. that's what had to happen for me. I had to like let go of the, because I'm like you, I've been right. successful in my career because I was able to navigate it.
Right.
So I wanted to apply those same rules to relationships and to men and every, like, oh no, if I put in 6 months, I'm promoted. If I put in right, 6 months,
exactly.
What are you talking about? Exactly. What are you talking about? I've always been, you know, I'm talking to a 4.0 student here. What are you exactly talking about? You know, stay a little extra time with the teachers, boom, I get what I want. Spend a little extra time with you, boom, I get what I want. But when you like let go and pull yourself back, because I'm 37. Mm-hmm. I'm like, psh, bumpy, I'm going to be 46 like Holly. Body mm-hmm. right and a baby. Mm-hmm. Three more behind me, maybe. You
right,
don't know.
Right.
You know, but that's instead true of thinking that you do know, then it's like this, you're forcing yourself into situations that necessarily aren't working for you, but you can find a way because we're right, smart. Right. I can make it work because there's some things that don't work on my job, not how to make it work.
Right. Right.
So I'm going to do the same thing with a man. And then you shortchange yourself. Like, just let right it come to me. And I had to.
Just let it go.
Because my relationship is new, too. The moment I let go, I'm like, where did you come from? You weren't supposed to come right now. Like,
right.
Huh? Like, no, because that's not how it works, mm-hmm, you know. But when you, like, let it go and you do remove that timetable, like, I, you know, it's like, yeah, I wanted to have kids by 37. I'm like, but you know what? I might be the 42-year-old mother sitting in the kindergarten class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still fine as a 24-year-old.
Which is very
like, girl, let's
out
go, let's yeah go. You know, I'm open to it. So I'm open. Yeah, I'm open to
it. Now y'all just die.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm open to it. That's the thing. Right. Like, just be open to what comes your way. And I think that's what, you know, makes it more natural and more listen, enjoyable.
My brother is an after 40 kid. And see? My mom, we were like, I'm like, damn, my mom got more energy than these other mamas who's like
right
in their 30s. She just, she about it. I mean,
yeah, you just never know.
Don't matter. And for guys too, guys can feel like I'm in control and I want what I want.
That's
and
it. You
meet a woman who's like, nah, nigga, you doing it like this. You like, oh, okay.
They like
you
it.
Just, yeah, they like it. Yeah, guys like it. I mean, guys do like when the woman is like challenging them. They're like, mm-hmm, oh, I can't just have it my way.
No, okay, you gotta. Well, see, I'm trying something completely different, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm you know not being authentic, but I am pulling back a little bit because I do have a strong personality, and I feel like some areas that I have not been successful in the past with relationships has been because of my personality coming out a little bit too soon. So I am, my girlfriends and I call it soft and pink. So it's just like, manage your crazy so that you can get to the point, like, he need to love me first before,
and then boom, who is this bitch?
before the real crazy comes out. Now I'm being myself, yeah, but like, for instance, he was supposed to come out next weekend and he can't because his job is sending him somewhere else. So of course, like, I'm not pleased about it, but I understand. I'm like, you know what, babe, I understand, you know, whenever you can come out, fine. When in my mind I'm like, he should be finding an alternative. Like, you should be making this work. You should be flying me to you. Something should be happening. But instead of doing that, I was just like, you know what, he's gonna work it out. So I'm just gonna let him do his little program, and I'm gonna sit here and I'm just gonna tell him I understand.
Yes, yeah, and that's it's appreciative because it's not like it's if it was on him,
right? Yes, if he was just like, I can't come,
but
right,
you can't be like, well, fuck your job. You need to come out like, okay, yeah, I'm like,
I am.
Yeah, so
your
when
job.
I leave this job and I don't have no money, then right, you start bitching about how I ain't got no paper, then what?
And the thing is, with the timetable conversation, I'm going back to that. The funny thing is, ladies, I'm the complete opposite of you because I'm at the point where I'm now starting to get deep into my lane in regards to what I want to do career-wise. I've touched on everything that I was ever interested in since college. Yeah, that's where we're
congrats,
going. That's a long look. I've been doing that under the table for a long time.
That was my cheer whistle.
Thank you. Thank you. But I did not expect at this age to be married with a kid because I wasn't somebody who believed in marriage just because of my family history. I was like, I don't know if I'll get married. So marriage, my life looking the way it looks now is a complete surprise to me, but I'm glad that I took the plunge, even though I had a lot of my own walls built up saying, I don't know if this is something I should even get myself involved in because I've seen so much divorce and stuff like that. So yeah, I say that to say, if there's somebody who's listening to us that finds himself in a situation where you're thinking to yourself, well, time wise, I'm not really ready for this, or I feel like I'm too young, or I haven't done X, Y, and Z with my career yet, you might pass up a blessing. You know what I mean? Like, if it's feeling like it's going to be a good fit for you and you know you can still accomplish those things that you've dreamed of, don't put yourself on that kind of on that kind of schedule, you know? Yeah,
that's what life, I mean, because that's what life is. Life is not going to give you everything you want when you want it.
Right. It's not going to look the way you expect.
That's the hard part of relationships. You just have to kind of be ready and just, all right, if something comes that's a little different than what you have planned, you got to adjust.
Yeah. 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 All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to check back in with the next Black Is Break. You can find us on www.blackisonline. You can follow us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine and on Twitter at Black Is Online. Peace.